Hey, Julian, listen to this. The bosses at Cambridge 105 Radio, they're giving us an extra 30 minutes.
Lucy, I've always liked them.
That means there's more time for community interviews.
And more about local entertainment and theatre.
And there's more time for requests on Jukebox Friday.
Join us for Cambridge Breakfast, weekdays on Cambridge 105 Radio, from 7 to 9.
30.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
10 past 8 now, described as a sort of dance show about flab, double chins and getting your kit off in public, Fat Blokes hits the reinforced stage of the Cambridge Junction tonight. Artist Scotty has put together a cast of four to join him on stage to explore how each of the cast members engages with their body, how their experience relates to food, sexuality, class, race, violence and joy. Well, one of the Fat Blokes is joining us this morning. Good morning, Joe.
Hello, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Phew, thank you. Hi, Joe. Good morning to you.
Hi, good morning.
So tell us a little bit. There's a lot going on. Experience with food, sexuality, class, violence, joy, engaging with how you engage with your body. Like, tell us a little bit about the production.
Yes, it's billed as a sort of dance show, and it is that. So it's got elements of dance, we've got choreography, we've got some dance routines, but then we've also got our personal stories and... And we talk about our lives and how it's gone with us. And it's a really mixed bag. It's a really funny show, but then it's a really traumatic show. We're dealing with kind of traumas that we've kind of gone through our whole lives. And it's quite intersectional. So we've all kind of got different viewpoints about where we are and also like where we are with our body. It's not just a straight up hashtag body positivity. Mm. Isn't it great? But then it's not about being completely ashamed of yourself. It's just about kind of the confusing headspace. And sometimes we contradict ourselves sometimes, you know.
So could you tell us, like, you sort of said that you're on stage and you're being a little bit honest about some of the experiences that you have faced. Could you sort of give us a couple of examples?
So some of us have experienced an extreme violence due to our size. What I talk about is how fatness relates to class. And how fatness is used to shame working class people. But I also talk about kind of adolescence and growing up fat and kind of survival and how to kind of survive that.
Joe, I'm interested in this. How do you think that it's used to shame working class people? Because equally, you get descriptions of fat cat bankers right at the other end of the class structure, such as it is.
Well, it's always our bodies that are kind of up for discussion, and it's kind of the food that's available and accessible to us is kind of up for so much scrutiny. You know, you never see Hugh Fearnley Whittingstall having a go about posh food that's fattening. You know, it's always processed food and food that's available to kind of working class families, really.
It's funny because we were having a discussion early on about croissants because we're both a bit peckish this morning, and Lucy said, "You don't want a croissant, you know how it's made." And yeah, it's a croissant, sort of a middle class kind of breakfast thing, and it's just full of butter.
Mm-hmm. So I know that Scotty is the artist who put the whole show together, but how did you get involved? What's your background?
So I've known Scotty for quite a while, actually. Scotty was one of the first people to kind of put me on the stage. I helped out one of his shows about 10 years ago. Hmm. And he's like, "Next time I do a show, you're going to be in it." And I was like, he didn't, you know, say, "Would you like to be in it?" He was like, "You're in it." He just kind of told me straight up. And I was like, "Okay, all right." So put something together. And then did that. And then 10 years later, I saw this open call. So we put out an open call for the show and about people to come forward. And I thought, well, yeah, this is what I want to do. So we put forward like a little description of ourselves and then a photo. And then we went to an open. It wasn't an audition. It was kind of just a workshop. And then got it from that.
Fantastic.
And you're on tour with this at the moment, obviously at the Cambridge Junction tonight. Does the performance vary much between place to place?
Well, within the show, there are moments where we can make a decision. I'm not going to give it too much away. So there are moments within the show where we kind of demonstrate kind of where we're at on that particular day. And within the show, we always kind of have choices as to whether we want to include that information or to kind of do a certain thing. So yeah, so it does differ slightly each show.
Yeah, so it's quite free. You sort of like go with how you're feeling on the evening of that show in particular.
Yes, that's right, yeah.
It must be quite emotional, actually. At the end of the show, are you not just sort of emotionally exhausted?
Oh, gosh, yeah, no, we are. But the thing is, we've got each other. And that's another thing that the show is about. It's about often when fat people are attacked, it's because they've been picked apart, they've been separated from a pack, and we're always attacked on our own. And we'll find that when we come together and we form a fat gang, then we're unbeatable, you know. So there he is. We go through trauma every night, but then we come off stage and we're all together and we've got our group and we've got that solidarity. So we're all right.
Do you think that between you, that gives you a different perspective on life as a whole, really?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think one of the first times we all kind of walked together, because we made the show in Southend, and we were all marching down Southend High Street like a Simply Be advert, and we were just like, and that's a street that Scotty walks down nearly every day, and he gets mucky looks, he gets things shouted at him, and he was like, no one's saying anything because we're a pack, you know.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it? It really is just that sort of bully mentality almost. I mean, you never pick on a group of people all together. You always sort of just pick on the one on their own in the playground, walking down the street. It never changes. It's odd.
Yeah.
Do you think society's attitude has changed at all before towards those with slightly larger bodies? I'm thinking, wasn't it Dove? The soap had a campaign. Was it Dove or was it?
Yeah,
it was Dove, wasn't it?
Real Body sort of campaign.
Yeah, sort of campaign.
Actually, that's a really good point, Julian, because that has changed. But I would say that's changed maybe in the women's world. I've never really thought about that before. But I would say, I don't know, Joe, what you think, but that's not happening as much in the male advertising sort of world.
No, but then it's all, you know, this is all centred around advertising and this whole body positivity movement. It's all about selling something. So, you know, I think, yeah, people have kind of realised, oh, you can make money out of this. But I think we've still got a long way to go before we really change kind of real attitudes.
So are you involved in theatre all the time, Joe, or do you do something else the rest of the time? Is this like an FA Cup tie where, you know, you've got people who do other things as well as playing for Altrincham Athletic or wherever?
So, I mean, this is my first kind of proper theatre. This is the first time I've done something that I'd say a proper show. But I do work as a performer. Hilariously enough, I've kind of fallen into a career as a go-go dancer, which I do in Manchester.
That's an interesting career move.
So this is my first kind of proper theatre show, but I've done plenty of performance stuff.
Okay, well, look, good to speak to you this morning,
Joe.
Yeah,
lovely to speak to you.
Good luck with the performance tonight. It's at Cambridge Junction, J2. It is, is there a trouble with the Junction? I always want to say 7:30 curtain up, but there's no curtain at the Junction. But it's 7:30 curtain up, if they were a curtain. £12.50 will get you through the door, £8 concessions. Joe, thanks very much for speaking to us this morning.
Thanks so much.
Thank you very much. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks very much for your correspondence this morning. From me, Julian Clover.
Me, Lucy Milazzo.
Top of the morning and good morning.
We're back tomorrow at 7. So why are you so grumpy this morning? It's because you're hungry, isn't it?
I'm not being grumpy.
Oh, seriously, just go and get yourself some croissants.